Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 114. I am your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with an older track. That is Hazel O'Connor with Give Me an Inch from her 1980 album, Breaking Glass. And we start things off this week with a story. For the past several weeks, I've been going through old cassettes and turning them into MP3 playlists, going out and buying or ripping tracks to recreate those playlists, or if necessary, just actually digitizing the analog cassettes into MP3s, because I'm anal like that. And one of the cassettes I recently dealt with was a cassette given to me probably when I was 16 years old by a couple of gals I met at the mall, and they were very punk rock. I mean, like total Susie Sue, ripped up fishnets and lots of black makeup that happened in the mid-80s. And I thought they were so, so, so cool. And they told me they had just moved there from England, and I bought that up. I think years later, I learned that, no, they were just suburban kids like me. But they talked in a good fake accent, and that was enough. But anyway, they gave me a cassette, and on that cassette was a song by Hazel O'Connor. I think On the Eighth Day was the one. And so as I was digitizing that cassette, I went out and thought, you know what, I should get that Hazel O'Connor album because I don't have it. And there you go. I did, and now I did, and listened to it, and I really enjoy that album, and that Give Me an Inch track there is very good. I haven't seen the movie of Breaking Glass, but I'm hunting for it. Seems to be a hard one to find, so if you've got a line, let me know. Anyway, we should go back onto some more music here. I'm going to play a track here by Petra Kovic. This song's called San Rafael.
Thank you. Their promise never meant so much to me. You have been warned, I'm born to be contrary. Backward at school, I wrote from right to left. Teacher never cared for me. Preacher said a prayer for me. God help the girl, she needs all the help she can get. His phone call. I'll leave the
was a fun trio there, wasn't it? We started that off with Petrakovich with the song San Rafael. That's from her forthcoming album, Crepusculo. That is out October 6th of this year on Red Buttons Records. Petrakovich is one gal, Jessica Peters Malmberg. And that album, if you like that track, you'll like that album. I mean, it's just solid through and through. Nothing mind-blowing, but good all the same. In the middle there was Camera Obscura with a track called James. That's off the band's album My Maudlin Career, which came out on 4AD back in April of this year. A Glasgow band there. That album is as good as the others, I think. That track there is a little different than the rest, but there's some very trademark tracks there and some where they're pushing a little bit as well, showing some growth. So listen to that if you think you like that track. And then staying in Scotland, we had a track there by God Help the Girl. That is the song God Help the Girl from the band God Help the Girl and on the album God Help the Girl. That is, oddly enough, Stuart Murdoch from Belle and Sebastian has written that entire album. Released it on Matador Records in June of this year. That particular track has Catherine Ireton doing lead vocals on it. And there are some tracks on there that are very Belle and Sebastian, about three of them, and a lot that are very different as well. So tread carefully if you're just looking for another Belle and Sebastian album. But there's some good stuff there as well. Some of it a little more poppy than you might expect to hear. Let's continue on with some more music here. Let's make it a little weird, though. This is The Bird Names.
Experienced a man like you.
That's because I'm not a man. I'm a...
Your face, don't parachute, no absolutes.
I wish I could explain that to you, but I just have no idea. That is a band called Chill Pill. The song's called Dick Moves, and it's on the band's forthcoming album, Aggressively Humble. You'll be able to pick that up October 20th on Porter Records. The band is a West Coast collaboration from a couple of guys named Zach. I think Zach Hill and Zachary Nelson, and there's even another Zach in there on a couple of tracks. So, a band of Zachs. Before that, we heard from The Bird Names. That's a Chicago band. The song I played was Natural Weeds, and it's on the band's album Sing the Browns, which came out in July this year on Upset the Rhythm Records. A very interesting album there. I'm not sure how much repeated play it'll get, but it's a good listen. Both of those albums came to me just in the mail, cold, and I have no idea why, but I won't complain too much. Hopefully you don't, but that's how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices. Hopefully I find good music, and we create a good podcast out of it. Looks like I'm about out of time, so let me go ahead and get some business out of the way. Let you know you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 114. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. We're going to close things off this week with another track from a band that just showed up in my mail, thanks to the folks at Roadrunner Records. The name of the band is Billy Talent. This is the album 3. The song I'm going to play is called Turn Your Back. This album comes out September 27th, I think, or 22nd, I think, on Roadrunner Records. Whatever that Tuesday is, because that's how things work. The band is definitely a punk revival thing, and maybe there's a little bit of Bad Religion there to give them... if you're nice, there's a little bit of Bad Religion there, and that's the track I'm going to play, the one that most reminds me of that sort of California early aughts, maybe late 90s punk revival. The rest of it just doesn't do a whole lot for me. So sorry about that, Roadrunner folks, but better luck next time. For the rest of you, thank you very much for listening, and this will be the end of the podcast.